agreement with our higher self, to come into agreement with our sincere pleasure of kindness, because as we will allow and afford ourselves our truth, as we will afford ourselves our light, we bring forth the recommended approach. I'm just going to mute. As you come on, if you can mute. There we go. I'll just go ahead and mute. That'll help the noise factor. So we're coming to our great consent. We're coming to our great claim. And so as you will permit yourself to merge with your highest advancement, your highest attunement, your highest allowance, what we bring forth is our recommended passage. In other words, while we're busy carrying out our linear affairs, we're exiting our old lifestyle. Some of us are doing it quite literally, but we're exiting our old lifestyle in terms of passage of time. In other words, this is a time of renewal. This is a time of strengthening. This is the time of allowing ourselves our true vision, our true worth, our true attainment, our true delight. Now, when I said the word delight, there was just true light. So this is what we're opening to receive, is our light. And so you want to remember that when you receive the light, you want to expand. You want to expand into your richness. You want to expand into your deserving pleasure. Because remember, that's why we're here. That's why we agreed to come into this timeline. We all came in with these higher awarenesses and we downplayed. In other words, we're playing small. And so it's like I literally see the chains breaking. So we're no longer chattel. We're no longer committed to our own lifestyle, to our own programming, as you will entitle yourself. So in other words, a master from another dimension can't do it for you. They can show you the way. They can beam in the light of attractiveness. So that's what's occurring now. There's a light of attractiveness for us to claim. Now, how we claim this is we solve the riddle of the ages. In other words, we expand. So imagine a spring or like a kid's toy or whatever, where it's like all crunched up and you open up the box or whatever and it expands like the spring, like boing. That's what we're learning, how to give ourselves permission, free clearance, free extension. So you want to think of your body and you want to think of how you perceive your body to have limitations. There's the skin, the physicality. And so in a broad stroke manner, permit yourselves to expand, to evolve, to move into placement beyond your usual habitat. So this is where we have songs to sing. We have roads to travel. We have derivatives of extreme pleasure to claim, because you're awakening to your true harvest. You're awakening to your true vision. So as we walk the earth, what we come upon, what we open to, what we expand to is equal to, in like measure, law of attraction, what we have claimed from within. So you're not looking to another to please you. You're not looking to your boss. You're not looking to your spouse. You're not looking for the income from without. You're securing the rite of passage from your own establishment. So as we bring forth the energies, as we bring forth the new union, it's for each of us to come into agreement with full consent. In other words, no looking back, no needing to finish. It's almost like if they said this before, like you're in the middle of finishing a puzzle or whatever, and then someone comes to the door and says, would you like $100 million? Well, I have to finish that puzzle on the floor. You'd walk, even if you want to gift that money away. You're super wealthy, but you would still move towards the best advantage. This is where they're asking us to break ties, to sever ties from past consent, from past programming. And so the energies that are coming forth, they're coming forth with delight, with springtime, with reunion. So those that are clairvoyant, they're dolphins just everywhere, signaling our readiness, because it's almost like we're in a pod. So the attractiveness, remember, they're fifth dimensional. And the energies are helping us respond, because the light codes that are being offered are carrying templates of our new union. So we're all receiving new opportunities, new union. The union is with our own Christ itself. It's the union of grandest exclaim. It's the union of capturing our true essence, because as we do, we birth a new inheritance. So when you were playing small, when you were in situations, whether they're external or situations within your mind, in other words, it's like I literally see some of us that we're in our own self-imposed prison and we can't find our way out. And someone's like, why don't you leave? Why don't you do this? And we always have the but. We always have the but, because it's like that self-created limitation. So again, this is expanding the riches. It's almost like when a master like downloads you an empowerment, expanding the opportunity for us. And so as we receive this light, as we receive this offering, is for our self-assurance. In other words, it's we're going to work with this light and carry it to our destiny. So it's going to show us, each of us, new opportunities. It may be a literal opportunity. I think I'll go apply for that job. It may be an expansion of faith where we look at like what we will call self-sabotaging or limited perspective, limited thinking. You know, I want to serve my neighborhood versus I want to serve the state. I want to serve all of the country. I want to serve mankind. And so it helps us, they're saying, go abroad. In other words, expand our perception of our true worth and value, because that's the name of the game. We have stepped down in terms of recognizing our true self, our true worth, our true value. So these are the signs of the times. These are the times that we have programmed ourselves to awaken to our light, to awaken to our majesty, to awaken to our riches, to awaken to our holy remembrance. So as each of us will receive, they're asking us to allow that expansion. They've been saying this, like I literally see like a garment. It's not tight fitting, it's loose. Oh my gosh, the energy. I just feel like coming through. So it expands. It expands. Think of Joshua with his white robe. Lots of room. Lots of room. They're also showing me like a rubber band or an elastic waistline where you can expand with liberal pleasure. Now, this is an important part, because remember, the ego is going to be like, change? Oh, you know, not so good. So liberal pleasure. So this is the offering as well, so that this expansion has pleasure, so that we're identifying new approach, new value, new belief, new lifestyle as pleasurable, because we're returning to our true nature. We're returning to our true nature. A lot of us are aligning now with, I have someone in Egypt, I have someone in Atlantis. It's like, and understand, on higher levels, we're already aligned. So it's not like, oh, now you're aligned. It's that it's coming to fruition. It's coming to recognition in terms of our conscious availability. In other words, we're all multidimensional. So on other planes of awareness, it's already there. It has never not been there. But what we're doing is we're activating the possibilities for reintroduction. In other words, to enable ourselves to utilize these gifts for the best advantage of all. Because in order to serve our brethren, in order to serve our brothers and sisters, in order to serve the new consciousness that's being established, that's overriding the old programming, you're not fixing something without, you're carrying the torch, you're carrying the light within. So as we abide by our true nature, so this is where they're releasing, I just literally see it, in terms of the old beliefs and sacrifice, you know, it's like I'll do without for the plenty. That is not going to work. That is not going to work. So those of us that are releasing martyrdom, codependency, because it's all one. And so when you think someone is more worthy or someone needs, or you need to do without so someone can have, it's still believing in separation, still believing in lack. And so what we're doing is we're permitting grand pleasure. We're permitting wholeness. We're permitting us ourselves to receive light for all to witness, for all to receive. So as we hold it, Again, no separation. It's discovered by the collective. So as we hold, as we graduate, as we consent, as we empower, as we enrich. Now, rich comes in a lot of energy exchanges. Rich is not only in the paper currency, in the dollar bills. Rich is in terms of awakening your third eye. Rich is in terms of understanding how to utilize your healing abilities. This is what richness is, because we deem ourselves whole. We deem ourselves unified. So it's that unified consciousness that we're coming to claim. And again, these, these dolphins, they're helping us aspire, because what they're doing, it's almost like they're raising a bar. It's like a tuning fork. Because as they establish this new place of arrival, we come and meet it. We come and meet it. And we do it quite naturally. We do it quite naturally without a lot of sing-song. They want me to say this, explain this. What they mean by without a lot of sing-song is the ego is going to say it's got to be a struggle, say you got to do this, that, and the other. Like there's this linear passage of time that has to occur. Yes and no. Because what you're doing is you're dreaming in success. So at each moment, we have opportunity for advancement. But the ego is going to really like slow it down. Well, let's take this slow. let's really think about this. It's not a thinking game. It's not a thinking game. It's not an analyzing game. It's an allowance. It's an allowance. So this is where it's here in the now present, as we will receive, as we will allow, as we will dictate rightful pleasure. To keep emphasizing that word, pleasure. Because pleasure to us is like ego. Pleasure is the joy of spirit, the joy of our true union. So those of us looking for our twin flames, it's within. It's within. If you want your twin flame without, find it within. Balance the divine masculine and the divine feminine within. That's our calling card. That's our recommended value. That's what's occurring in the now station. Let us take a moment of gratitude, and they're saying immersion. And so as we immerse ourselves with the truth, it's no holding back, no going back. When I say going back, I have people like almost hyperventilating, because no going back, wait a minute. What if it's rough? It's like going on an amusement park ride. What's gonna happen? So again, these words are coming forth as signaling, and they're showing me the justice card in Tarot, where it's like we're claiming justice for all of humanity. Understand your importance, understand your value. In each moment, you're holding the keys to the kingdom. In each moment, you're opening up to new levels of attainment. So that's what they're showing me, is how we can just glide, we can receive. And so when we notice that monkey mind, it's like receive, accept, pleasure, willingness, allowance. Receive that allowance now. Receive that allowance now. So as we receive, as we allow, feel that extension of faith. Feel yourself going beyond the physical body. Feel yourself moving and your auric field expanding for your entitlement, for your betterment, for your allowance, for your joy, for your rapture. Let's take a moment. And again, as we receive these energies, as we receive this attunement with delight, and they're showing me the Oracle card, Universal Energies. So beautiful. See this with justified pride occurring on all levels of conduct. So that means all of what we would consider past lives, parallel, they're saying life episodes, because it's all in the now. It's having the ripple effect. It's having the ripple effect. Full attainment. See it involving all aspects. There's just no separation. So it's not like, even if you're holding the intention for it to help in a physical issue, it's still operating in your relationship issues. It's operating in full spectrum. There was one person, you're getting intuitive hits, you're getting intuitive awarenesses, and you're waiting for I'm not sure what you're waiting for. You're waiting for your mind to agree. You're waiting for, oh, the weather to be right. I say this with love. We're all mirrors of each other. When you receive that intuitive awareness, it's because you're ready. Now, you can take your time to build up confidence. That's fine. So if you need to like pray your way to faith, that's fine. But the more you can acknowledge for yourself that you have received, that you are aware, it's like that hearing test when you're in school, it's like, yep, I hear a noise. The more you can acknowledge that, yeah, I may not be ready to do it today, or maybe even tomorrow, but I know it's there, and I know it's my next step. If you can just acknowledge that, that's gonna help you seal your fate and make it easier to start moving, because what you don't wanna do is separate from that wisdom, because then it gets shelved somewhere, stuck in a sock drawer, and you're gonna have to start all over again. So you wanna feed it. It's almost like a new pet or whatever. You wanna get to know it. You wanna feed it. You wanna make sure it's got what it needs. So in other words, tend the fire. Just acknowledge it. And it's okay if you're not ready, but acknowledge that it's there, because that's gonna help, it's gonna help you align to that recommendation so that you can then follow through. And they're saying it's okay not to take the step, but acknowledge that you're aware that's the next step. That's gonna support you greatly. Don't worry about the past. There are some that are still processing some grievance issues. If I had known that sort of thing. Miracles happen in the present. Power's in the present. God's in the present. Divine self is in the present. In other words, it's like your guides, your angels, your divine self, your higher self, your spiritual committee, they are all here. They're very aware. They're very aware that there was a right choice, you know, like turn right, turn left, or whatever, and then here you are now. But they are good to go in the here now. So when you go back with that monkey mind and you start reviewing, oh, I wish I would ever, you're actually drifted away from the promised land, because the answers are going to be provided here. But if you go back into your dreaming mind, you're actually creating a problem that wasn't. Now, no error, we all do that. We're all mirrors of each other. But there are two people where there's really a strong tendency to keep looking backwards. So when you, like imagine looking for a kid or whatever. It's like, where's Johnny? Where's Johnny? And he's always in the back trailing behind. So no lashing, no judgment, no error. But again, just like our first person, become aware of that tendency to take yourself out of power, because that's what you're doing. You're taking yourself out of power for the now moment. There's just like that judgmental self-judgment that you're still working through a little bit. So the more that you can, let me say it this way, the more you can congratulate yourself for stepping into the present, for coming into the now, that's actually gonna help heal that. Because it's just self-judgment, and for whatever reason, you just really dish out like some heavy doses of that. So you're still in the process of healing it, and heal you shall. They want me to make that very clear to people really dealing with this issue. Heal you shall. If you can receive that right now, heal you shall. You don't have to know now. It doesn't matter if like you're like me, 56 years old already, I've been doing this a really long time on this planet. It doesn't matter. Because remember, new energies, new birthing, new allowance, new framework. Come here, bud. My dog has something to say. Hold on. Come here, buddy. Yes, I know. Okay. We're all gonna do this together. New allowance. So as you will receive that, you're gonna have a shift. That first person, interestingly enough, that second one's tagging along. And for all of us to remember, we're all mirrors of this energy attunement. So as you receive that healing is invited. So what we're doing, what you want to remember, the messages that are coming through, by the way, are coming through the dictation of our higher selves and in a collective value. In other words, this message is coming to you from your higher self, from your divine self. So as you will receive it, you don't need to know how you're going to heal. You just need to remember you're dreaming. This is a dream consciousness. And you're dreaming that you're opening up to light. You're opening up to your destiny. And as you will receive that, you're shifting. There you go. There you go. You're shifting. That's what this is about. It's not about going to historical past, because that's what we're doing. We're releasing that paradigm. It doesn't mean that you still don't love your parents, your kids, whatever it may be, but you're releasing your attachment to the identification of yesterday. So that's going to be the neurosis, the personality self. You may still look at it. You may still be dealing with it, but you're receiving yourself on the higher occurrence, on the higher allowance, in broad stroke manner. What they mean by broad stroke manner is to open up all the doors, all the closets, all the hallways, open for rejuvenation, for resurgence of the divine mastery, the divine permitted value. So as we will each receive that, So the last person, there's somebody that calls you and somehow their problems always come first. And so you've got a good heart and you're a healer. So of course they call you. Of course they do. But what happens is you use up your energy, you use up your chi. And so you're feeling good. You're feeling like, you know, I did the good, right thing. I was a good steward of the Lord. I followed godly principles or whatever it is. But the problem is they're using up your energy. So then you don't have it for your own self-care. So if you can make a commitment to yourself to prioritize your self-care in whatever that looks like. So if you need to meditate, if you need to go walking, but make sure you have checked off that self-care before you return that phone call. Or say, got your call, but I'm going to go do this. I'll call you back when I'm done. Whatever feels right to you. But make sure you prioritize your vision. Because what's happening is they're going on with their lives and you're not getting promoted. You're not getting the promotion you're seeking. So again, equal value, we're all one. There's no sister or brother that has greater weight than our own divine self. When you get that, you are going to turn on that light. But that's your initiation. There's no accidents there, by the way. It's there because you still have to master that. And you know that. You can do it. You're saying you fell flat on your face when you tried it last time. They're pulling your strings because your self-worth is all tangled up in their perception of you. So what you want to do is you want to take back that authorship. In other words, take that value out of their hands. Like, just do some imagery right now. Take it out of their hands and put that book that keeps ledger, that keeps a journal. I literally see my fourth grade teacher's marking book for whatever reason. And bring that marking book to self. Put it under your pillow, put it somewhere, put it on your altar. An altar would be a great place. But really acknowledge that marking book. Only you have control of it. You and your higher self. No one else gets to hold that book. Please do that. You can do that literally, by the way, something symbolic, but at least do that in your imagery. You hold that marking book. You probably don't do that anymore, but whatever feels right to you. But somewhere where you're the one that gives yourself the checks, no one else has that. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So now we're going to proceed, and we're going to see how we can be a further blessing. Just really quickly, so everybody knows, starting next week, starting tomorrow, excuse me, I'm going to post the attunement-only groups. So we'll be doing that, and then the other groups that will be this format as well, but we'll put those instructions after, and then if everyone can leave a donation after for this group as a blessing, that would be wonderful. So that being said, we're going to begin with Corey. I want to say something specifically, and I probably should have stepped out of the message to say that, but if I have time, I will listen to it and tell you where it was. But there was some place when they were talking about the body being filled with light. Corey, it was you. It was you. It was you. Where are you, Corey? There you are.
I'm right here.
Okay. It was you. I literally felt an expansion of faith. I mean, like when I'm saying an expansion of faith, it's like your energy just, woof, light body. Light body. So you're going up. You're going up. You literally are dancing. I see you etherically like dancing out of the Earth's atmosphere. So I feel very strongly that there's a body double coming to you of excellence. What I mean by that is you're being hosted by your faith, by your higher self. You also have an assemblance. You have a grouping of light beings that are helping you to advance. So I don't know if you've been doing particular activations or prayer work or whatever it is, but it's working. So you're on the fast track. And I'm going to say in speed measure. In other words, I feel like you have a strong destiny where you're needed. This isn't about you, lovely you. It really isn't. As lovely as you are, it has to do with a new timeline that is appearing. And if they can get you prepared for that next timeline where you can jump over, it just serves the greater good. So whatever you're involved in, whatever you're up to, this is really about a service call in this lifetime. And honestly, it's like your number's up, that you're needed. And so if you feel like life's been a little hard lately, you're being pushed a little bit harder than normal, you are. You actually are. You're not imagining it. And it's because you're ready. You're being prepared. They're asking you to take good pleasure upon awakening because you're receiving activations that they want you to prioritize when you awaken, to take an extra pause and allow the shifts to occur. Now, when I'm tuning into you, like my body's literally involuntarily moving. It's like there are these energies that you're in the process of accepting and integrating into your like manner. And so just that moment's pause of just some kind of like reverent receivership where you're acknowledging them. You're working with Shiva. I don't know a thing about Shiva. Perhaps you do, but they're Shiva. It's definitely Shiva. If you're not working with him now, then you probably have another incarnations. But there is a very tall order on this lifetime for you to return to your natural setting. My very strong feeling is you're going to open up your spiritual vision, your third eye. And again, not from a standpoint of like phenomena, like, oh, this is so cool, but from a readiness. Like it's almost like a Navy SEAL or whatever. And it's like, oh my gosh, we got to deploy X number of Navy SEALs. Like, do you have any in training that are almost done? That's how I feel about you. So it really is a service call. You've got a heart of gold. Your guides appreciate your candor, your frankness. Like in other words, what you're doing really well is like when you got it, A plus. And when you don't, what's so beautiful is, I put this in words, and I say this with utmost respect, it's like you're admitting it. It's like you're not fooling yourself. You're not in addictions. You're not deflecting. It's like you're becoming very conscious. So because of that,
It's very easy to work with you, and your guides appreciate that greatly because of your openness, your sincerity. Gosh, what else can I say to you? And say your name again, please.
Corey.
You're going through, it's so funny, when you say Corey, I hear Core. You're going through a couple of bumps, I would say. It's to reestablish grace. In other words, there are some chunks of, I'm going to call it darkness, but it's just shadow stuff, where you're coming to merge with your true essence. So it's going to be displayed, not for you to be disheartened, not to think that you're going backwards, but because you've signaled your readiness. And so it may seem like I'm doing the right thing. You know, I'm doing more than the right thing. Why is this happening to me? What did I do wrong? It's happening because you're being prepared. And so where you've been buying into darkness, it has to be observed. So for full integration. So do not, you have protection, nothing, again, don't project into this, nothing to be concerned about, but more so for you not to feel like, I thought I was doing right, you know, like not to take it as feedback as how you're doing. That's what I want to say, that it's actually your promotion, because it needs to be exposed to light for you to come into full balance. Where are you? Oh, there you are. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. And did you have a question?
Yes, please. And yes, it does make sense. Thank you. Now I'm thinking I might have a different question. What can I be doing to support me in this journey of awakening and in, like, responding to my call to service? Like, how can I best, I don't know if it's preparing myself to serve people, or what platform shall I utilize to serve people?
And say your first name.
Corey.
Okay, so you serve people 24/7. You can be in a grocery store waiting in line, which you probably are. You're serving. So you're already serving. You don't have to worry about serving, but I know what you mean. But they just want to emphasize the fact that you're already on board. And say your name again, please.
Corey.
Thank you. Continue on your path of self-healing. Continue on your path, which you're doing beautifully, by the way, of really permitting it all to hang out. In other words, looking at the egoic stuff, you know, seeing the ego for what it is, seeing the personality for what it is, everything that we've been discussing. When you hit a certain benchmark in terms of your light quotient effectiveness, and say your name one more time, please.
Corey.
You will be guided. You'll either just wake up and know, or something will fall on your lap. You've got, oh gosh, let me see if I can tell you. Corey, say your name again, please.
Corey.
Excuse me. You've got 14% more to go. That's all I know. 14%. It's not much. It's not much. So as you finish flushing out, you will be guided. You will just know. It'll just drop in your lap. You don't have to worry. So your job is to really be that good steward of the light and stay in your heart. You are of tremendous value and appreciated beyond your current understanding. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, nice to have you. Hi, Karen.
Do you want me on mute?
Hi, sweetheart. I had you on mute. I took you off.
Yeah.
How can we help, my love?
I don't know. Just the highest and best, you know, the time of great anxiety.
And they're saying in great satisfaction. What they mean by that is you have worked hard. There's no accident. You're going after Corey. You have worked tirelessly in this lifetime to serve the beloved. And so the great satisfaction is you're going to come upon yourself. In other words, you're going to experience a great awakening where perhaps not much is happening in the external realm, as everything is still, in limbo and coming into balance, probably longer than you would prefer. But you're going to be coming into balance in terms of the full spectrum of realization. And say your name again, please.
Karen.
In other words, you're going to be offered new vision, new perspective, new direction, new understanding. In English, you're going to suddenly have spiritual vision where you'll see how the divine is working behind the scenes, where everything going belly up is really serving the awakening, where what you thought was a bad thing, it's like you'll actually experience it, whether in your children or neighbors or whatever. You really see someone that was just, oh gosh, they were just always just about themselves and not in a mean way, just because they were just attached to their ego, suddenly dreaming differently, suddenly seeing new visions, seeing new perspective. You're going to see, witness firsthand changes. And with that, it's going to renew your heart. It's going to renew your hope. You have a master that crossed over with you. Kenshin's with you. And he's just smiling. He's just smiling. He's holding up a flower. And you know how he had that like very innocent manner? He was like childlike. And so he's holding up this flower and he's showing me, like, imagine wartime, you know, and everyone's suffering and, you know, it's just a very dark period. And then think of a child that's just looking at the beauty of the flower, and it really doesn't matter what's going on. It's just when you open your heart up to that beauty, life takes on a whole new meaning. He is serving you. He's like sponsoring you, whatever your words would be.
Oh, wow.
But he's with you. So you would probably want to pull out one of his pictures or just do some work with him in terms of your heart so that you can receive his transmissions. Whether you channel him or you just feel him, he's teaching you. He's teaching you truth. He's saying it's his honor. It's his honor. But he is backing you and will be walking with you with these days, and again helping you to adjust your mirror. In other words, helping you to see beyond the first level, to see beyond. And say your name again, please.
Karen.
Extraordinary opportunity. So again, it's not about what is or isn't occurring in the linear. It's about the broad stroke perspective. It's about the spiritual grace and arrival. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And he's right there with, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry and hug you. My battery, I have to go change batteries. It's just one of these days, guys.